Voters in Edmond rejected a proposed expansion of the Spring Creek Plaza Shopping Center on Tuesday. As part of our weekly conversation about business in Oklahoma, KGOU's Jacob McClellan spoke with Journal Record editor Ted Struley about the failed plan and why Edmond residents nixed the deal.
Ted, what would this expansion in Edmond have been if voters had approved it?
Well, this would have been about a 26-acre mixed-use development that would have connected the Spring Creek Plaza Shopping Center to the south side of Hayford Park. It would have had been a four-story complex that would have had retail on the ground floor with 325 apartments on the three upper floors.
Now, the final vote tally on this really wasn't even that close. Why were Edmond voters so against this?
Well, no, it wasn't close at all. It went down about 2-1 against the opponents were very active in their campaign. Opponents said they didn't want the traffic that they thought the apartments would bring. They also said they thought the building height would detract from Hafer Park.
By voting against the expansion, residents were undoing action by the Edmond City Council. Who is in charge of this campaign against it?
Well, it was former Edmond Mayor Dan O'Neill who really led that petition drive with some help, obviously. He's the same guy who led the drive last year to ban LED billboards in Edmond.
Who were the players in favor of the expansion?
Well, it was City Hall, the Chamber of Commerce, and the Edmond Economic Development Authority at the forefront in favor of this, because it would have added a lot to the sales tax base for the city, which is all the revenue the city has to survive on. It would have also added property taxes, which benefit the schools. So the space itself would have brought some desirable restaurant and retail areas to the city, and of course the apartments, which Edmond doesn't have a lot of.
By rejecting this, does Edmond run the risk of endangering future expansion or other investments by looking like a hostile place for development?
Well, that's certainly the opinion of the Chamber of Commerce and the Economic Development Authority. The project's been in the works for 3 years, and they contend the developers will be reluctant to spend that kind of time and money on a proposal if they know they're likely to get enormous pushback from the residents.
Let's shift our focus now for just a moment to talk a little bit about the effort to curb the state's feral hog population. First, from a business perspective, why are feral hogs bad for Oklahoma? How much damage can these things cause?
Well, they do millions of dollars of damage to property in Oklahoma and $1.5 billion per year nationally. And swine are not native to Oklahoma, but they've been seen in all 77 counties. Last year, the Agriculture Department reported that 11,200 feral hogs were destroyed here. They do an enormous amount of damage.
Reporter Brian Bruce writes in an article in the Journal Record that the State Department of Agriculture hasn't seen an increase in its budget to fund feral hog eradication efforts, but they have found a way to reduce the number of the invasive species. What is it?
Well, they're handing out traps, and the state veterinarian said that's a very effective way to deal with this. The department's going to provide traps to all 85 conservation districts in the state, as well as some money to buy the supplies that go along with those.
You know, some feral animals like city cats are often caught, sterilized, and then re-released. Why not for feral hogs?
Well, you know, the sterile cats are released so they can deter successful breeding, right? But sterile or not, the hogs just cause too much property damage to turn them loose again.
Now, there's a bill in the legislature that would allow people to shoot feral hogs from helicopters. How exactly would this measure work?
Well, as it is now, only contractors through the Ag Department are allowed to do that. If this bill, it's House Bill 2324, if that passes, then landowners with their own aircraft would be able to arrange their own aerial hunts.
We've been talking today with Journal Record editor Ted Struley. Ted, thank you so much.
My pleasure.
KGOU and the Journal Record collaborate each week on the Business Intelligence Report. You can find this conversation archived at kgou.org. You can also find it on social media. We're on Facebook and Twitter at Journal Record and at KGOU News.